Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so delighted you're with us for the next 2 hours. Be sure and join us each and every Friday night, 8 to 10 Eastern Time. We've always got you covered. And right now it is time for some NBA news and notes. We're thrilled to have with us for the first time Bobby Marks, front office insider for The Vertical with Adrian Wojnarowski right here at Yahoo. And he also, Bobby, was a 20-year executive with the Nets. And you can follow him at Twitter at Bobby Marks. 42. Good evening, Bobby. How are you on this Friday? It's been a very busy week.
It sure has. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's your first time on the show, and let's talk about the ground that you're very familiar with, and that, of course, is your former team in the Brooklyn Nets. And obviously, they announced yesterday that they named Sean Marks as the general manager. Is that what it's going to take to get them trending in the right direction?
Well, he'll do a good job there. You know, it's his first rodeo at it, and you know, he's young enough to go in there with some fresh ideas and everything. And, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to get what he wants accomplished. But as long as there's some patience there and you know, in the long run, he'll do just fine.
Massive change has taken place for the Brooklyn Nets this year, and it's more than just replacing your head coach and your general manager. If you're going to wrap your arms around this, what is the number one priority, Bobby, that they've got to get straight?
Well, I think it's putting things kind of in perspective right now as far as where they are and where they can be this summer and having a long-term plan and really sticking to it. And, you know, yeah, they'll have cap space this summer. You know, it's a matter of how wisely they use it. You know, they do have some nice pieces in place with Thaddeus Young and Brooke Lopez, and they've got some nice picks from this past year with Hollis Jefferson and Chris McCullough. So there is some building blocks there to add on to that. But, you know, it's going to require patience being in a big city.
Front office insider for The Vertical with Adrian Wojnarowski. Bobby Marks is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as we start talking about the Brooklyn Nets, I mean, what kind of coach should they perhaps be going after?
Well, I think you got to find the best fit and not the best name. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, bringing a veteran guy in, I don't know if that's the best, you know, the best direction to go in and everything. You know, I'm sure they're doing their due diligence, and you know, they'll find the best hire. You know, Sean's got a good pipeline, you know, being a former player and also playing in, you know, and working in San Antonio for you know, last 4 or 5 years. But there'll be a long list of people. It's an attractive job, even with some heavy lifting that has to be done.
You know, the Brooklyn Nets fans, they have been through so much. Give us a timeline. What do you sense, Bobby, in terms of how long is this going to take for them to become relevant again?
Well, it's, you know, they're not out in the West. So that helps. You know, they're not, you know, fighting against San Antonio and, you know, Oklahoma City and Golden State.
Right.
You know, you are in the East, so you do have a little more of a leeway. And, you know, as we've seen, you know, teams like Detroit who have been in the lottery for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, you can turn around and build it, you know, if you do it the right way by adding pieces, you know, each year. It's not, you know, you don't have to do everything in one summer or 1 year. As long as it's a, you know, step-by-step process, you know, they'll be fine.
Front office insider for The Vertical, Bobby Marks, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We talk about the Brooklyn Nets. Let's head down to Miami. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with all-star forward in Chris Bosh, his latest health scare. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news?
Well, it's almost deja vu. You know, it's the timing is the same as it was last year at this trade deadline, you know, with Chris. And he was having a great year, and, you know, hopefully everything works out with him down in Miami, because they do need him if they want to, you know, advance and play well come the springtime. Without him, I still think they're a playoff team, you know, but they're nowhere near, you know, up towards the top, towards, you know, Miami, I mean, towards Cleveland and Toronto and even Boston. They're probably more towards the back of the pack. So hopefully he can get healthy, get back on the court, and you know, continue to be an all-star like he is.
You know, Bobby, I mean, every athlete, they're vulnerable to physical injury, but life for a pro athlete, I mean, just a reminder when you see what Chris Bosh has gone through is just how fragile being a pro athlete it can be. I mean, what do you think? I mean, we're not talking about, you know, like blowing out your knee. I mean, you're talking about something that's life-threatening. I mean, what do you think? I mean, should he retire?
Well, that's you're right. You know, we're not talking about, you know, him hurting his shoulder or spraining an ankle here. You know, we're the second year in of potentially something being real serious. And, it's a lot different too, because, you know, as you know, with athletes, the travel just takes so much out of you. And, you know, it's not your normal, you know, 9-to-5 type job and everything. So they're going to have to be extra careful as far as what's going to be the final diagnosis down there in Miami, and hopefully it works out.
Well, it's been a very busy week with the trade deadline. It has come and gone. What was your reaction with some of the movement that's taken place? Obviously, we're here in Houston. The Rockets are right here in our backyard.
Well, I actually like the deal they made with, you know, trading Montezunas, and they were able to get a first-round pick from Detroit. It's got some light protection. It's protected 1-8, and, you know, they can kind of replenish some of the things they've lost with, you know, the pick they had sent out last year and everything. So I do like that move. I like some of the moves some teams did earlier in the week. You look at teams like Charlotte, who got Courtney Lee in that trade, and as well as Detroit with Tobias Harris. Those two teams are, you know, fighting for a playoff spot, so they're able to get their work done a little bit earlier before everyone else. And then you saw, you know, a team like, you know, Cleveland today, you know, add a player like, you know, Channing Frye and, you know, stretch power forward. So, there's been a lot of interesting moves. A lot of teams are kind of setting themselves up for the next, you know, 60 days.
I got to ask you this, Bobby. I mean, what are your thoughts on trades mid-season? It just seems like it's very disruptive, and we know how valuable team chemistry can be.
Well, it is, and you know, we're, even though the All-Star game signals, I guess, the midpoint at the season, you know, we're only 30 games left in the schedule here. So,
Right. Getting
a player or an impact player and letting him adjust, you know, especially for teams that have made trades, you know, within the last couple of days, are you going to get that player in time for your next game? Is he going to miss a couple of games? You know, is he going to have a physical? And then you also have to, you know, factor in the human element, you know, the player's families, getting them here, relocating, and you get that player out of his comfort level, and it's a lot harder. So trades in mid-season, you better do your homework and make sure it's the right fit. You know, that's why you see a lot more probably in, you know, come June and July.
He knows his stuff. Bobby Marks is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Check him out, front office insider for Yahoo's The Vertical with Adrian Wojnarowski. And we're going to close out our segment. I got to ask you, give some bold predictions for this final stretch, the second half of the season.
Well, the easy answer would be, you know, look north in Northern California with that three-headed monster out there in Golden State. But it will be interesting with, you know, Golden State, you know, as long as they still stay healthy, they'll be as good as ever, you know, come playoff time. You know, San Antonio and OKC are kind of nipping at their heels a little bit. And then we've got the race in the East with Cleveland and Toronto kind of 1-2. And is there a team like Boston that can maybe surprise people come April and May?
First time on the show, Bobby Marks. Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Be sure and check out Bobby Marks on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. Much more straight ahead in hour number one at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.